And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very, very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a couple of great guys in the studio. Yosef Husseini, the angler's realtor, and Captain Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge. We're going to be talking some fishing here. You stay tuned. Southern California sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today is a day that I was looking forward to. Love having the boys in the studio. Today's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, for sure. Good morning, Husseini brothers.
Good morning, guys.
Yosef and Ali. And Yosef, first thing, I got to tell you, I tried your beef.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that stuff's good.
Did you like
it?
Yeah,
that's good.
Good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's so how did you get into beef? Have you tried it?
Yeah, I did actually. I had the first steak from it the other day, and it was, I made short ribs, I made burgers, and I ate a steak. Yeah. It was all super, super good.
Yeah. So how did you get in the beef business?
It started with just needing good meat. I had some buddies we were hunting with in South Dakota last year that are like fourth generation cattle farmers. And we had mutual friends Ollie and I used to hunt up with up in Klamath Falls. And I told them, I said, hey, I want to buy a grass-fed cow. And they told me that's all they do. So I ran up there about 7 or 8 months ago and picked up a cow for me and a cow for my buddy. And we tried it, and it was amazing.
It was next level.
Next level. So
flavor is amazing.
Yeah. It's
I mean, it's grass-fed, so it's a little tougher than your standard beef, but it's
delicious. The flavor.
Totally. And that was the hardest part with it, was we're trying to get the steaks a little softer and that kind of thing. So we started putting them on potatoes to fatten them up instead of GMO corn.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, it's they have a potato farm there as well. So we're just using leftovers.
Wow.
And
what a trip that is.
The fat still comes out yellow, you know, just it's as grass-fed looking as you get, you know, and it's got a really good flavor. It's a little beefier and almost has like a slight game taste to it, which I like.
Yeah. It's good. It's great flavor.
Yeah.
How do you get it?
We run a truck up there about once a month, and then we have freezers in the back of the thing and pick them up and drive them home, basically.
How do you sell this?
I sell it in quarters, half shares, and full shares. So you have to buy a part of the cow, basically, is how the law goes without us being USDA.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, small.
Oh, I see. So it's not USDA certified, so you can have to sell
the actual cow.
You're not selling a steak. You're selling a quarter of a cow.
Exactly. So you get every cut on that cow.
That's rad.
Yeah.
That's rad.
That's pretty impressive.
It's pretty good stuff. And
Did you ever think your brother would be in the beef business?
I don't know how the hell he fell into that. Steaks are free and they're good, so I'm super down with it.
Because he's a Husseini. You're talking to the guy that wears 14 different hats.
They all wear multiple hats.
Yeah.
I'd be more surprised that you're not into another another version of it. Like they're hunting guys or fishing guys. Like no surprise on that. Meat. You know that area. Like why not? It seems like a perfect thing.
Yeah,
I dig it.
It's good stuff.
I'm not sure who's on the hotline, but who do we have on the hotline here? Good morning. On the phone.
1-2-1-2
I guess. I
not
guess it's
so cool. Hotline.
Yeah. So we'll get rid of it. Okay. And the real estate game. What a weird market it is right now, right? But still, values are just going through the roof here in Southern California.
Yes and no. Certain areas actually had some decline last quarter. Uh-huh. La Mesa is one of them. I comped out some houses the other day. I've got a new listing over there. And I did it 6 months prior. And now our comps are 30-40 grand under where we were, which you wouldn't think, but there are spots of San Diego that have declined still.
Some buyer-friendly area.
Totally. Yep, buyer-friendly areas. It's weird. We have these zones called home run zones where you can get into a low-down, like a 3% conventional loan with no PMI, no mortgage insurance at all.
Wow.
And so a lot of those areas that are in decline are... in that zone, and people are starting to realize, and they're starting to pick up now.
So, wow.
But, yeah, we did have some decline there for a while. Other parts of San Diego, like Beach Area, is still booming, obviously, but Claremont and Bay Park were slowing down, which never slows down.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, those places are usually going.
Wait a minute, 3.9% financing with no...
No, 3% down.
3% down?
Yeah.
3%
with
down?
With no PMI.
And what's an average interest rate right now?
A little over six.
So yeah. It's coming down a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You can get into FHA now under 6%, you know, high five, something like that. It's about a half point difference. Yeah.
Hopefully it gets better as the years go on.
They're saying it is. Jerome Powell steps down or Trump boots in one of the two.
Yeah.
And you're going to see interest rates go down. Yeah. He's talking about 1% to 2%. I think that would bomb the economy. But we have a gradual float down here. It should make this market go crazy.
Totally.
Yeah. We have a ton of inventory. It'll vaporize in a month.
Yeah.
We'll be back to an old market.
Yeah.
But that's all we need is the interest rate to, move a point. And
then it's
going to
go crazy.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
I mean, the demand is still here. It's still people want to live in San Diego.
It's never going to not be San Diego. Yeah. That's the beauty thing that you have here is, like, there's always a rad spot.
And they're not making more.
Yeah, no, exactly. No.
Well, all of Southern California, though. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's L.A., Orange County, San Diego. I mean, San Diego's certainly a good market, but I mean all across the whole Southern California market, right?
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Everything will boom again.
Yeah.
It's coming. This is a long pause for the feds to hold out on the rate.
It is. Yeah, it is. So something's got to change.
Exactly. Yeah. Usually when we go into a flat market like this for more than two quarters, they'll end up doing something, mm-hmm. and they haven't. But it's also going to get rid of a lot of the artificial inflation that we had from it going up and down and up and down for so many years and just crazy runs, something's got to change.
Sure.
So we're in that period. As soon as it lowers, we'll be right back to business.
Yeah. So you've been fishing, huh, Ollie?
Yeah, it's that time of year.
A lot, right?
Yeah, trying to get out, you know, 3, 4, 5 days a week. And
3, 4, 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Man.
It's the only thing that keeps me from dying, I think. It hurts, man, at this age, but it's a lot of fun, especially doing it from the smaller boats.
And are you pretty much just bluefin or bust?
Mostly, yeah. I mean, we get a little bit of island stuff and goofed off a bit, but it's pretty much just bluefin stuff right now, yeah.
I like how much Ollie's perception of smaller boats has changed. Like, oh, yeah, you know, we're doing it on the smaller boats, you know, like that small 39 contender and that small, you know, whatever it might be. Like.
Yeah, but you know, like with this weather we've been having, it doesn't matter how big your boat is. You're going to, like, the last few trips have been, we've been getting beat up.
What's the story on this weather? Finally, this week, we're going to get some good weather.
I mean, like, this has been one of the windiest summers that I can really, it has not let, I mean, a nice day lately has been like 12 to 20.
Oh.
You know? And, like, whatever, as long as you don't have to run into it, because the angle that we take, you know, going up to the tuna grounds, we're pretty much right into it.
Yeah.
So if you can get it calm in the morning, that's about all you could ask for anymore. Right. Those days are like flat calm, and gosh, we could use a few of them. This week doesn't look great. The forecast got better, but it's not like, I mean,
it's not flat.
And it's usually flat.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Hopefully we get an extended season and we get some of that great fall weather. And I think all the locals know the real fishing kind of starts after September 1st. You know, that's my favorite. There's no crowds. The weather's really stable, and usually there's a lot of fish to chase.
You guys have done literally all from fishing on small boats to skipjacks to small sports fishers to go fast center consoles to big Vikings to then the big giant aluminum badass machine you guys built. Like, of all of them, what's the weapon of choice?
It's got to be that killer V, man. I'm in love with it. That big aluminum boat has done everything.
How big an aluminum boat?
It's like 42 or 44 at the waterline.
Catamaran?
Yeah, catamaran, pilot house, but it's like 15 feet wide.
Jeez.
And it's basically, the owner's a good friend of mine. He's like, build the boat you want. There was no budget, no nothing, and we built the boat we wanted, and it's done. It's got everything a Viking has, except it doesn't have the diesels you have to maintain and all that, and it doesn't have staterooms. But other than that, we've got water maker, ice maker, you know, Big Jenny. We can go disappear for 6-8 days on the thing. You know, we took it all the way to Puerto Vallarta from Seattle, basically. Like, it's...
Which is really saying something on it, because you're probably not making that same level of trip on a 42 Viking. You
probably
know what I mean?
Like, no, it's a different deal. And with those big, huge sponsons that it has, so forward it has beds. You know, you can step down into the hulls from the salon. There's beds, but behind that gives you all the room for machinery. The fish boxes are like 9 feet long by 4 feet wide by 4 feet tall and have ice plumbed into them. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just like...
That's a generator.
Yeah, give a boat nerd an open credit card, and that's pretty much where you're going to land. Oh, yeah, it's got a big 12 kW generator in there. I mean,
diesel?
Diesel. Yeah. It's got everything.
So you have a diesel tank and a gas tank.
And most importantly, Pete, it's got Omni.
Oh, is that Omni sonar?
It's literally, like, with these bluefin, it's like playing video games. We're catching fish that we never see.
Really?
I'll get a hit on the sonar. I just set the boat up about 500 feet up above the school, you know, upwind, send the bait out, and you're getting smoked by a fish that
it didn't show. It didn't.
Saw them visually, no nothing. And we just do it again and again. When it's up, obviously we're fishing it like it's up. But when it's not, it changes everything.
Wow.
And you also get that feeling, like, you know, you go into an area with just an up and down, you're like, is it still here? Did it leave? Whatever, you're seeing little chunks. Well, the sonar really tells the tale. You know?
So what's the difference between Omni sonar and like a standard sonar that the sport boats have?
Omni is omnidirectional. So, you know, like a standard CH500, it actually spins around. It kind of looks like a security camera underneath, and there's a transducer in there that spins around and sweeps like a radar. Right? With the Omni sonar, Omni pulses in every direction all at once, and it's chirp. So it's like the difference between your old sounder and your chirp sounder, and then the range is just insane. I can hit a school at 1,200 or 1,500 feet away.
Jeez.
And then
each direction of you.
Yeah, in every direction around the boat.
360 degrees.
360.
So you're looking 3,000 feet.
You think, like, oh, 1,200 feet, that's not that far. When you hit a pod of dolphin and you see eyeball how far away those dolphin are, you're like, it'll blow you away.
That's crazy.
It is so far away.
Wow.
You know, and just, and I know nothing about sonar, zero. I got in there, got some leads from a couple of buddies and how to set the machine up, and within a couple of days, we were finding fish. I've got a lot to learn. I'm really excited about that. You know, like, some of that stuff that Lasley and Grossbeck are doing is just on another level.
Sure.
I'd like to learn some of that. But, I mean, just for tuna fishing, we straight call it video game fishing. It's hilarious.
That's crazy.
Get a bite that you never, ever would have got without it. It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, like, you get up, you can see big fish, like, get on the kite and stuff like that, get up above them and throw the kite out?
Yeah, you know, like, a lot of the fishing this year has been wolf packs. Like, not huge, huge spots. Like, we haven't had a lot of the giant breezers until, like, the last week or so. So it's been more like, and I'm guessing, you know, 15, 20, 25 fish spots. And you hit them on that sonar from 1,000 feet away, 1,200 feet away. You just position the boat upwind because you know where the kite's going to be, straight downwind off the side of the boat, right? Yeah. Send a bait out, and you're getting smashed on a fish that you would have driven right past if you didn't have the sonar.
That's so cool.
How far away are you fishing?
What do you mean, run-wise?
Yeah.
You know, everything's been – well, this week was closer. It was only like 50 miles, 50 to 75, something like that. Yeah. I mean, it's not super close. But, you know, the stuff on the inside here has kind of all just gone away or went up north and merged with it. There hasn't been a lot of tuna.
Yeah.
And that islands thing, you know, it's a great fishery and all that. But, man, I don't have the patience to sit in 100 boats and deal with all that. I'll lose my mind to catch yellowtail. So
what about the popper fishing's been really good? Right?
The other day, somebody was like, what'd you catch them on? We're like, yes. I mean,
you name it.
Poppers, spreader bars, metal lures, kites. I mean, every sinker rig has been really good for us lately. I mean, just a lot of everything, you know. They haven't settled in. They're sort of in kind of every phase. They're foaming, you know, but then also we drift fished the other day, which we haven't really done a lot of this year, and we got a few bites that way. So it's like, it feels like everything got here late, and I'm hoping that means, you know, we'll be catching these things into Halloween and maybe beyond.
Yeah. What's going on with fish dope? I mean, those guys have been busy getting good information out there.
Joseph
doing his reports every week, filling us in.
It's that time of year, you know. Like, look at the landing. It's buzzing, and, you know, we're trying to make hay while the sun's shining.
It's almost mid-August.
It is. It doesn't feel right. It feels like the middle of July to me.
Yeah.
So, you know.
The network of people that provide info to fish dope always trips me out. Like, you guys just seem to have a little bit of everything. You always get good sport boat info. There's a huge collection of private boat guys, airplanes, beach stuff, guys in Mexico, guys in town. It's like the network is really impressive.
Yeah, thank you. And that's all Jason and Danny and, you know, and Alex and those guys. They're the ones that are digging up those relationships. And, you know, it's funny. It's just like anything else. It's like even the big boat guys get into a jam sometimes and don't know where to go, and we try to help them out, and it's just a scratch my back, I'll scratch your back kind of thing. And it's worked really, really well for us, you know. And the real magic for those guys is being able to filter out the BS.
Exactly.
You know, like a lot of guys exaggerate. They get a lot of reports that might not be credible. I mean, that's a job that AI is not going to replace. You kind of got to know the guy, and you got to understand, you know, where it's coming from and how to present the information that you're given. So they do a great job, though, man. I mean, business is growing. I think we're up 10% this year, which in this economy, we'll take that all day long.
Yeah, for sure.
And no complaints at all.
So, Joseph, when you're compiling your weekly report for Let's Talk Hookup on Sundays, how you do that? Where are you getting all this information? Of course, it's all from the guys at Fish Dope, right?
Getting a lot of it from Fish Dope. I've also have a whole network of buddies that are out, you know, fishing as well. And put a little of that info in there as well. Danny and I usually go over it on Sundays, too, what happened the day before and the weekend, and kind of put together a report from there.
That's rad.
Yeah.
It's cool. The other thing is, like, you know, we always get so caught up into the fish reports, and obviously that's what is the best for. This is kind of an idea, but it's everything. It's water charts, it's weather, it's like pertinent information. They've had great info on the bait situation in terms of when there was bait, when there wasn't bait, when the bait's been on the small side, and you need to be prepared for this. You know, hey, they caught bait again, it's good, but it's rationed to this amount. You know, the it just seemed to be just on top of every little step that happens.
Yeah.
To do the legwork so you don't have
to. Yeah, that's the reason.
On top of it, you know, and I think that's where the real value lies, right? You can be on road trips working for a month, and then you show up and read a couple of days of reports, and you get a pretty good feel for what's going on.
That's the cool thing about it, And keeps you, like you mentioned, bait. Bait's been a critical factor here. What's the bait situation been for you on your trips?
Well, I was supposed to go to the islands the other day, and I couldn't get bait. I'm just like, you know, I'm not dragging Rapalos around all day and hoping.
Yeah.
So it's been hit or miss. I think like mid-90s I remember a little bit of this where we didn't have sardine for a while, but this is weird. Something's changing. When I see stuff like this, I'm like, I don't know if it's the bluefin going away. I don't know if it's the albacore coming back, but I think something definitely is afoot.
Something's strange.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, let's see. Like, look at this season, how late everything. The fish got here early, wouldn't cooperate, and now everything kind of feels like it's starting late, and it's weird. It's weird.
Are you seeing lots of big bait balls and stuff like that out on the water?
I wouldn't say as much. You know, the bluefin season for us started out with them only eating souries. There was no anchovy around at all. And then now they're on the anchovy. They've kind of found that. I saw some of the guys up north were getting fish that were full of squid. But I don't see, like, I mean, I remember running home in nice weather and just seeing ball after ball next to the boat running in the evening or whatever, and I haven't seen that this year.
Yeah, so, the squid thing situation has been amazing this year. It's squid all over the place.
Another sign of cold water, you know? So it'd be interesting to see how things change. Are we going to go back to that San Diego sea bass cycle that, you know, like Ricky and I enjoyed so much the last time around? That was a blast, but I'll stick with the bluefin.
You know, in addition to the market squid, one of the, you know, Charlie from our tackle shop was sending me pictures yesterday, like that Mara's fleet, you know, down there, Ensenada and Northern Baja, those guys were inundated with a bigger squid, you know, not like the super massive five, not market squid for sure,
like those 12, 18 inch.
Some form of giant squid, yeah, like 12 at the minimum and like 20, you know, wow. 12 to 24 Swordfish inches, big. Yeah, not 4 footers, but like big ones, like, huh. And then, you know, is that a cycle change? Is that a water change? Is that just a random thing? But I mean, we're talking like, you know, they were showing those pictures like boats full of, you know, 24 inch squids.
Wow.
Those things are eating machines.
Yeah, we were trolling a below pyramid the other day, and we saw half of a Humboldt. Like, okay. It looked like a 3 or 4 footer. I mean, it was definitely not a small market squid. It wasn't 24 inches bigger than that. But there was like half of one that had been half chewed on floating on the surface. I was like, man, I haven't seen those guys in a long time.
L.A. Bay has tons of them right now.
Like tons of big, loaded. Big Humboldts?
Big. I don't know if they're Humboldts because they're not giant, you know? And medium. I haven't been down there this year. My buddies just got back. Yeah. And I guess they're everywhere. But they're not. You know, we used to get those like 20-pounders.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
Like these are like 5-pounders.
I'm sure you guys remember what that did for our rockfish and all the other stuff. So those guys can stay. I remember rock fishing was bad for like 5 years after that last go.
They ate it all.
They're so voracious. I can remember running out across the 9, just going out to the 302 or something, and running past tentacles up in the air. You know, they're on the surface. With them, you know, that's like the creepiest thing ever to run across.
Yeah. So... Yeah. Speaking of rockfish, does that Omni scan the bottom like that? Can you find rockfish with that thing?
Oh, that's one of the things that the boys turn me on to.
Really?
You can tilt that thing way down, and you can go meter around in like 300 to 500 feet of water, and pinnacles stick out like a sore thumb.
No
you
kidding.
Can't miss them. It's pretty badass. Yeah. No, it is good for finding bottom spots for sure. The only thing it's really not good at is in super shallow water. It's just too powerful. You get a ton of noise, whereas, like, with the older style sonars, like the guys up at the islands and stuff, they'll look at a beach for see if there's any sea bass or yellowtail laying. I can't do that.
Okay.
It's more of an offshore tool, but what it brings offshore and the way we fish, it's totally worth the trip.
What about swordfish? When that deep, will it go that deep?
That's a good question. I mean, it'll go down 1,500 feet, so it is possible, but that's way above my skill set.
You're getting there, though.
Yeah,
You're moving on.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We can talk fishing, we can talk beef, we can talk real estate, we can talk all kinds of stuff here on Let's Talk Hookup today.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun with Yosef and Aline. If you want to join us this morning, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call this morning on the fan at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us here this morning. Or you can send us a text. Already a bunch of great text messages filtering through. If you want to send one in, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to get, great way to listen to all the archive shows. They're all posted to the Let's Talk Hookup app. And it's the only way to send in your text questions to Yosef and Ali. Make sure when you do that you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because we are giving away a killer prize at the end of today's show. And some lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a full-day trip fishing on board the Mission Bell at a Point Loma Sport Fishing Cameron. And those guys are in absolute full stride, doing a fantastic job and having some really good fishing at the Coronado Islands.
Oh, yeah.
It's been really fun to watch Cameron in that boat like come into the spotlight. Done such a great job with crew and just that style of operation that those guys are putting forward, and it's fun watching them see the success that they're having.
No question.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show coming your way. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We've got catch reports and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship.
Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgis Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at surgissportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchofsportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Power your boat with Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like deep sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech Onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorskLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norsk Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Boy, phone lines packed up. Text did as well. It's going to be a fun
time.
Fun time with the boys here
Jeff's
this morning.
Jeff's busy over at the fan taking phone calls. Again, 833-288-0973 is the phone number for the fan. Or you can text us, and lots of good texts. So let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
You got it, man. We're going to get started this morning with Tom. He's calling us from University City. Tom, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I'd love to catch some school-size yellowfin, preferably local, and I'm wondering what the guys think the outlook is for that this year.
I know I was really bullish on it a month ago. You know, it showed up. It felt like it showed up a little bit early, like around the beginning of July and all that, and then we haven't really seen too much more of it. And I'm with you, man. If I'm going to eat any tuna that swims in our water, I love those yellowfin. I don't know at this point. I mean, it is getting a little bit late in the season. We've obviously got plenty of bluefin around. But you can only eat so much bluefin. So I think at this point it's anybody's guess. Same with the Dorado. We got a little flash of it, you know, some nicer fish too. But I don't know where the reinforcements are. And have you heard anything from the long range guys, Ricky? Like, is that stuff down the beach or?
Yellowfin wise, I'm the same. The grade of fish that those guys caught last year and are continuing to catch this year, it's like if it could make its way into our local bank somehow, we would have the most fun ever. It's such a good grade of fish. It's like 50 to 70 pounds. And a 100 pounder is not uncommon or unheard of. But it's so big. It's like most of it is 50 to 70 pounds. Now, last year it was more voracious than it is this year, but it's very good fishing for the long range guys. It's on the ridge and it's out at the rocks and it's up above that. And if
I don't know what the push would take, but if that could just somehow find its way onto the 302, onto the 425, like, it would just be so much fun for everybody up here. The full day boats, and it bites the troll real good, and that fish down
hurricane
there.
Hurricane season down below.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's, you know, you get some good push, some kind of southern push. Like, the thing about it is that fish is there, and it just takes the condition to put it into our backyard. You know, the fish is there. That's the most important part. You know, you can have the condition all you want, but if the fish isn't with it, then it doesn't do you any good. So it sure could happen. I mean, I'm with you, Ali. Like, you'd think that we would see a little bit more sign of it, but it's the beginning of August still. You know, we get a big southern push in warm water. Those fish can make a huge move in no time. Like,
what do you think, Joseph?
I don't know. I just want it. I want yellowtail or yellowfin. That's one of my, like, favorite go-tos. Yeah.
So,
and 2 years ago, we had that push of those big ones, and when they first came in, they were eating the popper like crazy.
Yeah.
And that's some of the most fun fishing there is.
And the mixed school fishing is fun, too. You know, you throw a popper and you don't know what you're going to get. We did some of that a couple of years ago. That was a lot of fun.
And just dragging around the lure and having the clicker go off. Like, you know, when you're looking through the binoculars and you're trying to find it, and then you get surprised and you get a blind jig strike, and that turns into bait fish, and then somebody's throwing a surface iron. Like, it's just, that's fun fishing, man.
Yeah.
And a 50 to 70 pound yellowfin is the real deal. You know,
yeah,
we sometimes forget. You know, you catch a 50 pound bluefin at dark on a jig on pretty heavy tackle. You can get that thing to the boat relatively fast. You know, a 2 or 3 minute bluefin is not an unheard of thing with heavy tackle. Like, you hook a 70 pound yellowfin on a daytime in a popper, dude. Good luck.
Watch out.
You got a real battle on your hands.
Yeah. You reported yesterday that one of your contacts saw Dorado under kill pattern.
Sure.
Have you seen any of that?
I haven't seen. We honestly haven't been fishing kelps much. They were really good early on, and they kind of seems like they sort of dried up, so we haven't been taking the time to stop. But, yeah, but it's around.
But
guys are seeing
that's
it.
A good signal, though.
Brilliant.
I love catching
Dorado. And I
mean, if
Dorado
were around, then you know the water temperature is certainly conducive for yellowfin.
Yeah, it was almost 70 out there below the island
the other day.
I mean, I feel like we've got what we need.
See any marlin?
So we've seen a couple of marlin. My buddy sent me a video yesterday, though. They were out there fishing the foam. If this swordfish wasn't 500 pounds on the poke, I'll show you guys the video. It's on my phone. I mean, dude, there's almost 2 feet of tail sticking up out of the water. It was a donkey. And there's been a lot of swords around.
Yeah, and I know that a lot of the fish markets have been having fresh swordfish, harpooned swordfish. Big difference.
Like last year, we had that bigger grade that came through in like September, October. It seems like that's happening again. I'm telling you, this sword was like, you watch a video, you're like, it could be 200, it could be 2,000, who knows? No, this is a big sword. There's no mistake in it at all.
You're going to fish swords this
fall?
Absolutely,
man.
Yeah.
I didn't get one last year, and I'm still bummed.
It's a tough year.
It's like killing a deer for me. I eat that thing one night a week. It goes in my freezer.
Right?
One night a week, like clockwork. I love eating swordfish. Swordfish and yellowfin are probably my two favorite, you know, local fish to eat.
Yeah. What about you? What's your favorite fish to eat, Lewis? Joseph?
Honestly, yellowtail. He thinks their local ones are a little skanky, but I really like local yellowtail.
I like
yellowtail. And white sea bass is my absolute
favorite.
Yeah,
sea bass is definitely on the list.
Like,
yeah.
You can't go wrong with sea bass.
Yeah.
You can fry it. You can
absolutely.
Pan sear it.
Yeah.
You can barbecue it. You know, that's the best stuff.
All of the above.
Yeah, as long as you cook it right, it's like butter.
I'm liking that, too. Same kind of deal. Especially, if you bleed and take care of that yellowtail, man, it is delicious.
The EKGMA does. It makes a huge difference on those fish, and we do that a lot. We get a big fat one, you know, and I'll eat. I like eating it raw. I just don't really like it cooked that much.
Yeah, gotcha. So I have a good one here from Scott in Bay Ho.
I like that one, too.
The Omni Sonar sounds like a real game changer. Is it anywhere near affordable for any of us average private boaters? I'm guessing not.
It is not.
Not even
close. Not by a long shot.
It costs more than your average private boat.
It does.
Like how much?
It's like $125, I think.
$1,000?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, it costs more than most private boats.
It's not pesos.
And wow. By the pound, it's not that bad. You're getting a lot of crap for that money. I mean, it is massive.
Really?
It basically has like its own closet in the boat between the dome and the hoist and all that stuff. And then it's got.
So you not only need the cash, you also need the room.
The room is definitely you need to have 4 feet of head height. So from the bottom of the boat to the top of the unit's about 4 feet. It's only, you normally only see them like on what, 60 footers or bigger, something like that. But because the cat's so tall, we were able to get it into those sponsors.
Oh, interesting.
But I mean, it's got a computer rack that comes with it that's like massive. It takes 220 power to run it.
220 power?
It doesn't even run on 110. No, wow. It's, I'm telling you, it's a beast. A beast.
Wow. Do you have the generator on when you run that thing?
Yeah, the generator has to be on.
How big of a generator do you have on that
12K
cat? 12K. A huge generator.
Yeah, it's a big unit, but. You know, any sonar is still night and day above not having one, and that's always been the thing for us smaller boat guys. Like, we're faster, we're more nimble, we can fish around the boat, but we don't have the sonar, and now that gap is really closing. You know, even the guy I sold my 37 CV to, he ended up putting a sonar in it, and I couldn't believe he got it. I don't even know why it didn't occur to me, but there's a front live well. They cut the bottom out of it, and they put a little 250 in there, and man, you talk about a combo, a boat that'll run 40 knots and has sonar, you're doing something there.
And what about like a sonar like that? What's the price tag on that?
The small 40, ones, something like that? I think you can get one installed. I think the unit's like 20 grand, and then you're about 10 grand to put it in or something.
Yeah.
So that's not, I mean, it's not cheap, obviously, it's feasible anyway.
Wild.
Yeah. But it changes the game completely. It is a bummer. And I know they're trying to make smaller units and more solid state stuff.
Right.
I think, definitely in the next 5 to 10 years, I think we'll see one you can put into a small boat.
It'll be interesting to see which technology like takes over the other. Do you make a searchlight style sonar? Do you make an Omni style sonar that gets smaller and gets more affordable, or does the other side happen? The live target, forward facing sonar, freshwater stuff. Does that become more saltwaterable? It'll be interesting to see where that merges, because it will. I mean, the technology is there. It's just like anything. Yeah. It starts out insanely expensive, and then it will just continue to get better, but the other stuff gets smaller and more affordable as time goes on.
Well, and right, that's the biggest debate in bass fishing right now, is that forward sonar. Everybody's like losing their mind about it, because they're literally watching a fish on the screen and flipping a bait at it and catching that fish. Then on the marlin tournament side, like in the Gulf and in the Northeast, Omni, they're making divisions. If your boat has an Omni, you have to fish in the Omni division. If your boat does not, you fish with everybody else. Yeah.
Do you think that'll happen to bass fishing?
I don't know. I don't know enough about bass fishing, but I know it's like the most hottest contested thing ever is that forward facing.
They're not seeing
the actual fish.
Yeah. I mean, not even just the fish, though. Like, you're seeing the fish and the your cast and where your lure lands and how your lure is swimming.
Ridiculous. And you use them down in the Keys, and like, you see a tarpon.
Yeah.
It's not a blob. It is a freaking tarpon on your screen.
Wow. And more importantly, you're seeing how, in live time on the screen, you're seeing how the fish is reacting to your lure. So one, you identify it, then you know exactly where it's at, exactly where to cast, and like, you'll see if like, oh yeah, they came up and nosed up and it was interested, like, I know that fish is catchable, or the lure went right past that whole school and they didn't move and they're locked in, like, now I can keep rolling. Like, it's just, it is unfair.
Yeah.
And they're following around a billfish in those marlin tournaments until the tide's right to present a bait. So they'll chase a marlin, a big blue marlin, for an hour, 2 hours, wait for the tide to be right, because they don't want to put a bait in front of it until it's, primed to bite, feed the thing a bait, and get bit. Can you imagine chasing around a billfish for
miles?
It's wild. That is crazy. Absolutely wild. Yeah,
that's the Omni. So the Omni would be equivalent to the forward-facing sonar.
Different environments. Yeah, I think in controversy for sure, because it does totally change the game. And these guys that are really good at it, like, I can't wait to get one of those boys on the boat and just learn.
Right?
There's so much to learn.
Hey, Steve, can you come down?
He's already volunteered, so I'm going to make that.
Heck yeah. So our last texter was from Bay Ho. You were talking about that market's kind of ripe for some good deals, right? That's kind of like Claremont, Bayho? Is that, I'm trying to think.
Bayho's at the bottom. That market, Bayho, Bay Park, is always moving. If you have a house on the canyon or with a view, it's going to go. Yeah. I mean, no doubt. It's the ones that don't have the views. Those slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
But Claremont, we had an influx of just flippers coming in and buying up houses, flipping them, and there was like 10 on the market in Claremont, or maybe it was 14 about 2 months ago.
Wow.
Is that flipping market still going? I mean, are those guys still making money doing that kind of stuff in a market like
that? The guys that are making money are kind of, in my opinion, ripping off grandma and grandpa, you know, when they're trying to go sell their house, they're knocking on the door, they're running commercials that will buy your house.
You know?
And then they show up and write you a check for 300 grand less than it's worth.
Yeah.
And
yeah, what
that's
is the
how
deal?
They're making their spread.
Like those guys that advertise, it's like, oh, we'll buy your house cash offer.
Yeah,
they're basically looking for, like, trying to rip.
They're looking
off.
To steal your house.
Yeah,
and that's one thing I've done for a lot of clients here. A lot of people on this show that listen to this show inherit properties, and like I did, I think 4 or 5 last year for people.
Yeah.
And I kind of stand in between and get away from those guys.
Yeah.
And I've got my own investors and flippers, and I'll pre-pencil the deal. And I'll show the client, I'll say, hey, this is what a flipper will buy it for. If we put it on the market, this is what you'll get for it.
Yeah.
And I give them the decision.
Yeah, totally. Like they might like the idea of a big chunk of cash right now. Hey, I, no doubt I could get more if I went this route, but I could be done now. Or they might say, like, there's no way I'm giving up that extra on the table. I'll let you list it, sell it, and let's get top dollar for it.
Yeah, I don't need that extra $300,000. Yeah. Just give it to give it to somebody, right?
Well, and
like,
I kinda,
how does that make sense?
It doesn't.
Yeah,
and I kind of run a go between program where I'll have my investors look at it, and like I said, I give them both options. But when you haven't been in the house, you know nothing about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It.
Yeah, if you're inheriting that property, you Yosef's got a guy that will buy it. He doesn't care, but if you want to get top dollar, well, you're going to have to redo all this plumbing. You got to redo that landscaping. You got to make sure that you get the. So you might have to put a couple hundred grand out of pocket into it that might not be an option for you.
Yeah, that, or you get into escrow with somebody that is running, you know, a normal buyer, and they're going to run through inspections of every kind, mm-hmm. right? So once you inspect a house, now it's a disclosure. So if it falls out of escrow, now everybody behind them, you have to give those disclosures to. And you're going to scare the hell out of somebody, and most times, even if it's not anything crazy.
Especially if it's an older house or something, there's going to be issues. So what if you sell your property as is? Can you do that?
100%.
Yeah.
So and that's
put
what
it on the market, here it is, take it or leave it, right?
Yep, I won't even put it on the market if the house is hammered, they have no idea of what's going on with the house. Mm-hmm. I'll just run investors through, like I did on Tuesday. I ran 12 people through, my guys that I trust.
Yeah.
And I just say, hey, give us your best bid.
Yeah.
No contingencies, you know, just buy it, pick this thing up. Yeah. And I have a whole sheet for them with it all penciled out, what I think it's going to cost to fix it, what I think the after repair value is, and it makes sense.
Totally. So, yeah, you're hooking them up and the customer at that point.
Yes, exactly.
Totally.
So protecting the customer and giving it to an investor that's not going to screw people, basically.
Totally. Cool. Yeah, that's it. Hey, as you can hear, we got a great show coming your way. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call at 833-288-0973. When we come back, more of your phone calls, more lots of fun. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their 2 sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Ali's just got me just foaming on putting a Sea Keeper ride in the boat. You know, talking about all the stabilization and differences and things like that. It's been...
Yeah. That's something we haven't talked about. Yeah. Is you're the Sea Keeper dealer also. As if you didn't know.
I told
like,
you.
Like,
yeah, I told you.
Peace business, real estate business, you know, fish reporter. Ali's got, you know, Sea Keeper, local knowledge.
We haven't talked about local knowledge yet.
We're going to retire with Captain. Liquor Source.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
That's the next thing.
Yes. The ride system, and I was just telling Ricky, we got to get one on your boat. I was the biggest skeptic ever. When the guys at Sea Keeper are good friends of mine. That's kind of how we got into that deal. And I was talking to the second guy there, and he's like, I just got my new boat. He's like, I'm more impressed by the ride than I am the gyro. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah, because I have Sea Keeper. I have Sea Keeper one on my boat, and you have a Sea Keeper on yours.
I do.
And the ride system.
I do.
And how do they work together?
Well, they don't really work so much together. It's the thing about ride is, like, everybody's like, oh, it's a trim tab system. It's not. It's not a trim tabs move slow, and they're very conventional, and they look like big plates of metal that, you know, obviously stick down and foil the water. Well, the ride is like a rotary deal. It's almost like a blade that rotates down and provides lift to keep the boat level or running right or whatever. But what it'll do is it makes your boat run at the optimum angle all the time. So, you know, especially like with the Parkers and stuff, they get bow high and they start slapping, and that's what beats your spine into submission.
Yeah.
This will make your Parker bow be down so that the sharp part of the boat is cutting the water for you every time.
Oh.
And when you do go to pound, it will keep the bow down so that you don't slam on that flat underbelly of the boat, which is what's knocking your fillings out.
And it does it automatically.
It does it. You just hit that. Literally, you just don't even have to touch it. You just start the boat. It does everything, and it's making 100 adjustments a second.
Wow.
So you can, there's indicators now in the software. You pull it up on your MFD, you know, your Garmin or your Simrad, and you can watch these indicators. And as soon as the bow wants to rise up, it pushes it right back down.
Yeah.
The result, at least on my boat, like my boat was an excellent riding boat. It's a big center console, all that. I didn't expect that much of an improvement. My boat feels like it's floating. Like I can't, twos and threes, you know, 2 and 3 foot swells, you just run right over the top of them. And the thing that they don't tell you that we've noticed the biggest improvement is, you know, you're coming home down swell and you're kind of lugging into the back of the swell, and then you speed up going down the face of it, and you hit the next one, it removes that completely. The RPMs almost stay completely solid. Yeah, because when it wants to slam into the swell, it kind of lifts you up a little bit. You go right, almost go like through it, and it takes out all that, you know, the whole ride home.
What
it makes
trip.
So, huge, huge difference.
So when you commission that thing, do you adjust the angle or something?
You tell it what flat is, and then you can adjust it too. Like the other day, I was running out to Clemente, and I'd like to hold the bow down even more than the stock setting, so I can kind of add gain to it, or you know, crank up the equalizer or whatever you want to call it. But tell it to push the bow down at like half rate, and then go from half to full. So as I was going out to Clemente, the bow is just barely moving, going straight into the swell. It's an incredible piece of technology, and it's something that's well in reach of a small boat.
Like
guy,
how much does it cost? Like
for a
25
Parker? $8,500 installed.
$8,500
installed.
And you know, when Parker was your boat for life.
To save your spine, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I'm being serious.
And I know Pete will tell you, you get off a boat with a Sea Keeper versus a boat without a Sea Keeper, you feel like you got off a
different
sport fish.
Yeah.
It is a
yeah.
different world. You're
so
back.
Where does the Sea Keeper come in then?
The Sea Keeper is at rest, really. It does help you when you're running. It doesn't let the boat, the Sea Keeper won't let the boat like flop over off of a chine or whatever, but this is like,
with the ride system, you can take your three fattest buddies that drive you nuts going to get a beer while you're running. You're hitting the trim tabs. You can put them all on one rail, and the boat stays dead level.
Wow.
It will not move at all. Yeah. And then the other benefit with ride that I've noticed is fuel economy. I'm saving 10 or 15% in fuel economy because the boat's always running at the optimum angle and on step. But sword fishing, stopping for a tuna drift, whatever, rock fishing, you know, like that's where the gyro shines. Yeah, it's just like, you know, we go swordfish, tell people all the time, we put the barbecue on the front of the boat, no rubber mat, no nothing, and we're grilling elk, you know, steaks and doing all that stuff, and it just never, you put your beer on the rail and your beer will never spill. Yeah,
it's an impressive piece of
food. It is very, very nice. It is, and
so you have a dealership. You have, among other things, you have a dealership.
We have Blue Sea Stabilizer that we started about two years ago. And it was our, you know, our friends at Seakeeper saw what we did with the SeaDeck stuff, and they're like, hey, would you like to take a look at this? And we kind of ran the numbers and looked at it, and seeing the ride technology emerging, that was really, you know, a big part of the equation.
And you now do service and everything?
We do everything.
And you actually show up?
Your gyro, we show up. Yep. Your gyro brakes, we're the ones to call. You got issues with your ride, give us a buzz. It's been going really, really well. A lot of rides. I mean, I think, like I was telling you guys, we're doing two or three systems of ride a week.
A week.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, it's time to find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for a catch report, which today is sponsored by Gamakatsu. Man, if you like to fish for tuna, and I sure know these boys do, and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. Their 720 heavy-duty assist hook is the right time, the right jig for your nighttime jig fishing. And for bait fishing, nothing beats that Nautilus circle hook. They come in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And when big fish are on the line, the Nautilus HD is tough enough without too oversized of a gauge of wire. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. We're going to start our catch report off up at Data War Sport Fishing. We got the man, Brian Willie, is on the line. What up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Youssef Ali, good morning.
What's
good
up,
morning, Willie?
Good morning.
Good stuff. Hey, I'll just jump right into it. I know you guys up against some time here. But bass fishing for us along our little stretch, it was decent this week. Plenty of action on the fly line live baits. Our bait this week, 4 to 5 inch sardine, which is kind of, I think, the theme here up and down the coast right now. So that's good to see. So that certainly helped with that bass fishing. We saw plenty of fish caught on the plastics this week, hard jerk baits, other surface lures and whatnot, Alabama rigs, all that stuff caught fish. Our water temp 68 to 70, so still, you know, just kind of balmy for, you know, where you think it would be for August, but still plenty warm nonetheless. Sinker rigs accounted for more halibut this week on our half day and three quarter day trips, and some nice sand basses too, and sheephead on those rigs. Over at Catalina, the new San Mateo and the Dana Pride fished over there this week. They had more great calico bass fishing in the kelp there along the back of the island. There was some yellowtail in their counts too. Again, that came on those fly line sardines. Plenty of bonito, like 3 to 5 pound stuff along those same kelp lines. I'm talking from like the V's up the back towards like Freddy's Beach is kind of the stretch that they've been fishing. So with some good current and some good water movement and whatnot, those were the zones where they saw that life. And that yellowtail is just typical island grade stuff, that 12 to 18 pound fish. Over at Clemente, the Fury, he's had some nice mornings after making a little bit of squid in the dark. They've had some shots at that yellowtail, sea bass, and halibut on some of their overnight trips. They've also had really good calico bass fishing too in the kelp. They're mixed bottom fish in their counts. If you've looked at their counts, sheephead, whitefish, day or two on a 2-day trip, one of their, you know, groups wanted to fish some rockfish, so they had some of that in their counts. So plenty of fish in the flay bags for those guys. And then they did have a little bit of a bluefin sample in their counts, again, with some of that fish being close to the island as well. And then our six-pack guys, both the current and the Lexi out this week, did see a little bit of that better grade bluefin, casting poppers, kite fish on the flyers, live bait, fly line fish, all that stuff was in play for those guys in their small passenger loads this week as well. So all in all, a decent week. I think, you know, our wishes this week is more sunshine and that some of this bait pushes back onto the beach to make life easier for these bait haulers. Man, those guys are just burning the candle at both ends, trying to do what they can to keep these receivers stocked. So that's what we're hoping this week. And, you know, other than that, fishing was decent, and we're looking forward to another week here. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawarf.com.
Awesome. Great job, Willie. An excellent report. Sounds like plenty of good fishing to be had. We got a nice week of weather in front of us. And like you say, man, big hats off to those bait haulers. And not an easy seat to be in for those guys. A lot of eyeballs looking, and they're fishing 24 hours a day making that happen. So good words, buddy. Appreciate everything. And looking forward to another great report next week.
Cool, guys. Thanks for that. Have a great week. And listen to all this easy stuff going in these boats nowadays to keep these rides down, making me jealous, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Would your boat get a ride system on it? Is it possible to get a big boat with a ride system?
You need a boat that goes faster, but we could definitely get a gyro on the school bus there, Willie. Yeah.
Some boats not rolling out at 40 knots?
No, I don't think so.
I know. Anything to keep the beers from tipping over. Actually, we kind of like when they tip over because they got to buy another one.
That's a good thing, yeah. Yeah, no beer holders on the rail.
That's
the
right.
Yeah. That's right.
You need a button to push you, rock them a little bit.
Sorry, man. Just got to buy another one.
Thanks, right. Willie.
Thanks, right Willie. On, appreciate
have
that
great
very
week.
Much.
See
yeah,
you,
you too, for sure. Well, we have Gundy standing by, but we're up against the top of the hour break. So, so if somebody wants more information on that Seakeeper ride system or Seakeeper whatever.
We've got it all on our website, bluesea-stabilizer.com.
You have, like, demo videos, too,
we
right?
do, yeah. And then we have a demo boat here in town. It's doing a tour right now. But typically, okay. like, if you want to come out and experience
that's
it,
cool.
give us a call at the shop. We can set something up. And we have so many, like, enthusiastic owners. We probably have already put one in the boat you got. Like, we've done a bunch of skipjacks and blackmans. Those guys are, I mean, over the moon with all that funky stuff those boats like to do.
Yeah.
Going down swell, the ride just gets rid of it completely. And then we've done tons of Parkers, you know, all the Sea Foxes, all the smaller center consoles.
What's the average size boat that you're doing?
That's a good question. High 20s, probably.
High
20s. High 20s, yeah, something
like
that.
But you do a lot in a 23 Parker?
Oh, well, all day.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
25.
We've done a couple of those, like, 19-foot bay skiffs, and the guys
really?
Go nuts for them. Yeah, it'll make your boat ride like it's 50% longer. It's crazy.
There it is. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner Chris and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Seakeeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beattie Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, Our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.